Hey guys, Regina Coley here, the motivator, educator, and cultivator, and welcome back to the Building Your Teaching Empire series. Next, we're going to focus a little bit on where it is that you want to teach. We talk about building your teaching empire in so many spaces on this blog. I mean, my goodness, we talk a lot about teaching and learning and inspiring others. Teaching can occur in so many forms and fashion. You're going to have to decide and define where learning occurs for you. And when we're talking about building an empire, it should be across multiple spaces. Teaching can occur online. It can occur face to face. It can occur in the form of a book. It can occur in the form of a workbook. It can occur in the form of a project. It can occur in a Facebook group or conversations that you are consistently having. You can create more YouTube videos. You can create a podcast. I mean, there are so many opportunities. So when we talk about teaching and building a teaching empire, I like to diversify where teaching is occurring. And I have a running checklist that I just sit and look at and I say to myself, where do I want learning to occur today? What space do I want to teach in today? And I literally go down that checklist and decide where I want to create things. If I want to do a podcast episode, I may say, you know what? Let me do a podcast episode about that and let me interview an expert in that topic. And we're going to put it out there on the podcast. Then I'm going to take all the things that I talked about and I want to do a video for those who don't know anything about this subject. And I want to teach them more about that on the YouTube space because that's typically where people come when they don't have answers to questions and they want answers. So let me put a YouTube video out there, kind of like a tutorial or a training. But I also want to engage people who want to have more in-depth conversations about this. Can I jump onto some educational forums and answer questions for people? But where am I creating that space for people to come and ask me questions too? Do I have a forum or a space online where people can ask me questions? I know that that used to be very popular back in the day with those chat rooms. You remember those AOL chat rooms? But those things used to happen there. They don't happen so much anymore. They happen a lot on Facebook, but not everybody is a fan of Facebook. So I also have to acknowledge that I have people who come to me that don't have Facebook accounts. So having a Facebook group is great, but there are also going to be people here who don't have that at all. So are you providing a space on your website, or are you housing your own space for conversations to occur outside of that social media account? Are you on multiple platforms on social media? Like, you have to think and define. This is your business. It's going to be up to you how much you can manage. If you will have an assistant or other employees who can be the head of social media, or that can be online and are running courses for you while you do the face-to-face. Or there could be a person who's in charge of in-person events and creating these spaces for people to actively come out and do hands-on work with you one-on-one. That is going to be completely up to you. I want you to dream big here. I really want it to feel like a sky is the limit moment. I think that this is where our own limitations come in right here. When I say, what is it that you want to do? What is it that you have the capacity to do? And people's capacity level diminishes. And I hate to see it. And I'm so happy that you are here with me today because I really like this opportunity to encourage you to not do that. If you are right now thinking, oh, sky's the limit. Yes, I want to do a book and I want to do a magazine. I want a podcast. And I want my own TV show. And I want this and I want that. That is dreaming big. That is what I want you to do. That is the big scary part that people run from because that feels so impossible. And that feels like I can write this down, but it'll never happen. That's where our stinking thinking comes in, where we limit ourselves and we limit our God-given talents and gifting and capacity and capability because you absolutely can do each and every one of those things that you've listed on paper. Right now, what feels limiting to you is that you don't know how. So what you are limited in, it may be knowledge. But you are not limited in your ability to do those things. You can do all things. What does the Bible say? I can do all things. You can do all things. What you are lacking is wisdom and understanding. And that is what I'm going to guide you through at some point, somewhere in our dealings and working together with one another in this space. You will find wisdom. You will find knowledge. You will find understanding. So please do not limit your dream based on what you think is your capacity level. I don't have the money to do that. I don't have the means to do that. I don't have the time to do that. My schedule's really busy. I'm jam-packed. I mean, I'm swamped right now. You're not that swamped. If you want to see something happen and you believe in it enough and you want that thing to be created and occur in the world and in this space and in this season of your life, you have to be so gung-ho. You have to be one of those people where can't nobody tell you nothing. I know that there have been times I have felt like that and I've got around the wrong people and I've spoken prematurely about something that I wanted to do and they put their limited belief system on me and said, girl, now you know you can't do that with all them children in the house. Guess what? I can so do it. I'm going to wait till they go to sleep. I'm going to go out in my car and I'm going to record my podcast. It's going to happen because I want to see it happen bad enough. I'm done putting people's limited belief system on me and I'm mindful of what I share with other people and then what spaces I share. If I know that it's not a space that's going to encourage me and that's going to build me up, I don't share nothing with nobody. And I have stuck to my guns about that because people do just that. And sometimes people do it intentionally to discourage you. They don't want you to be great. They don't want you to move on or level up past what they're doing. That's too much for them. They can't handle that. And sometimes people just don't want to see you succeed. Like, you're doing too much already. Now you want to do something else and it's making me look bad. And sometimes it don't have anything to do with you. They're just haters. Like, please, why? Why is your life mission to be a hater? But it happens from time to time. We all have people like that in our circle. We have to acknowledge them and we have to recognize that we ought to have to put some boundaries in place for people like that. And they could be your best friends. They could be your spouse. They could be your family. They could be your parents. They could be your siblings. Bump you and what you got going on. God gave this gift to me and I'm going to use it. Doggone it. Like, that's how we have to be. And it's unfortunate that it's just unfortunate that that kind of relationships exist in the world. But what I've learned to do is acknowledge them for what they are. Acknowledge when I'm crying when I walk away from people. Acknowledge when I'm so frustrated and infuriated when I walk away from people. And say, wow, this happens every single time I go talking to this person. They say the same old junk to me. And you know what? I get nothing accomplished from speaking to them. So I'm not going to speak to them about this anymore. Anytime we talk, I'm going to flip the conversation to them. I'm going to let them talk about themselves and I'm going to walk away. And when they say, girl, hey girl, how's everything going with you? Oh, perfect. Great. Fine. Don't you discuss nothing. One of the success principles I've learned is to just move in silence. And I always thought to myself, why we got to move in silence? Why can't we create a little buzz about what we're doing? Get folks excited. And that's why. That's why it's important to move in silence. People adding their limited belief systems to what you are doing. Believe in yourself. And one of my mentors also says, believe bigger. She's challenged me to think more about what I'm capable of doing. And I encourage the people in my circle to think more about what they are capable of doing because they tend to be capable of doing so much more than they allow themselves to do and to be. We have to be bold. We have to be bodacious, especially when we talk about teaching, because there are so many people in our world who are ignorant to truth. And they need an effective teacher. They need somebody who's patient. They need somebody who's understanding. They need somebody who is loving. They need somebody who refuses to give up on them. They need somebody who wants the best for them, who understands where they're struggling, who is able to provide solutions, who is able to recognize their learning style and provide a space and a place for them. And that's why I ask you today to think about where you're going to be teaching, because we have so many variety of learners that the sky really is the limit when we talk about learning environment. Learning can occur anywhere on any given day for any length of time. And with those kind of parameters that exist, it's very hard to define something simple. It's like, well, where do I start? What do I do? Where should I focus first? You focus first. Gosh, tongue tied. Focus first where your passion exists and where you know you will crank out the best information that you've got the fastest. For me, I love talking. So cranking out audios and putting together learning lessons via audio courses was the most simplest form and fashion for me. When I can get in front of a video camera and record, I will, and I will bulk task all of those videos together because I tend to be very engaged in learning with my own kids and my homeschooling mama. So I don't always have the space to do a video. And sometimes we have so many learning materials out and about, or we're out and we're traveling. I don't get to do a lot of video, but audio recordings I can do, and I can do them effectively and quickly. So you have to identify what that means for you. Are you a typer? Do you like to stay up and, you know, get in front of your computer and type, 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 type? So writing a book may work for you. You have to identify what your strength is as a teacher, where your effectiveness lies, because productivity is directly related to teaching and your teaching ability and what you are capable of doing. And you need to do that. Stay focused so that you can finish and feel accomplished in the work that it is that you're doing. Sometimes I find that teachers are extremely frustrated because they simply don't know what to do. You know, I don't know where to focus my attention. I don't know where to focus my learning. And so we want to be effective. We want to be excellent in what we do. We want to be transformational teachers, and we want to transform the world that we live in so that everybody has access to quality teaching and learning. And I think right now that that's not happening. So what we get to do in this space and in this season solely relies on you. It's up to you to create an environment in the space where people want to keep coming back and they want to get more. For me, my website was a space that I needed to stop and think, am I really creating a space where people can learn here? Is this really value driven? Is this resource driven? And I looked at my website. I did my own evaluation. I did my own evaluation of my business. And I said, absolutely not. Like, that's not happening here. It is to some degree, but man, I can do so much better. And I stopped and I did my business evaluation. I took notes. I provided feedback for myself as to what I saw and observed and what I really wanted to do. And I think that that's very important for us from time to time, is to stop back and evaluate ourselves, especially as entrepreneurs. When you are working independently and there is no governing body checking in with you and checking over your shoulder to make sure you're doing a good job, you have to evaluate your own self. So stopping to give yourself feedback is extremely important. Listening to the feedback that other people are giving you, that's why I will always, always ask for it. Listen to it. It provides a space for you to create improvement. And so sometimes you'll listen to calls and it says, this call is being recorded for quality assurance. Where is the quality assurance in your business? Where is the quality assurance for you as a teacher? How do you know when you're doing something at a wonderful level or if you're just throwing out something mediocre? You have to be able to evaluate yourself. And so I've created a evaluation sheet. It is included in this guide and it's available to you because you want to evaluate your business now. Every time I do a consultation or a mentoring session or anything, or in our mastermind, everything that's available includes evaluation, because if we first don't look at where we are right now, we don't know where we're going. We don't know why we're going there either. So those two things are extremely important, because without your why, you will lose your way. And so be sure that in addition to listening to those, that you're actively going through the recommended resources and the tools and the templates that were created there for you, because they will help you to identify areas of improvement so that you'll make sure you can confidently say, I'm giving you my absolute best. I evaluated where I was. I didn't like it and I made the improvements. And now you know that what you're getting from me is the absolute best that I've got, you know? So go ahead, delve deep into that information. I will see you in the next course. Take care.